What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
I tried to turn in my car, my lease, because it's over. And the salesmen are like, you can't drop it off here. The bank owns your car, mm-hmm. basically. This specific bank is having issues where they won't pick up the cars from the dealerships. So none of these dealerships want to hold on to all these cars.
I've never leased a car, but this sounds like highly illegal and so unorganized.
The bank has to call these dealerships and confirm
that
they said no.
Okay.
But they could only make one call a day. And
what
if
are these
not,
rules? What are these
rules?
Welcome
to Cash Cuties, a podcast where we analyze and personals.
The fuck?
A financial podcast.
Super personal.
Stop. Hold on.
Gotta start again.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Cash Cuties, a super personal financial podcast where we analyze our friends' credit card statements with love. I'm your host, Steffi Bake.
And I am Fumi Abe.
Now, if you're listening on your Apple Pod app, leave a review. Hit follow on Spotify and sub to our YouTube channel on the video version of this episode description below.
Oh my God.
And sub to our YouTube channel for the video version of this podcast.
Oh my God.
All the episodes are in the episode
you need to go off
description
script.
Below. I just did it.
I just put two things
together.
I know. That was freaky. That was like AI.
You know what I
vibes.
Feel like? Wendy Williams. Oh no, I shouldn't say that. That's rude. Let's take that out. Don't say anything about her because I feel bad about her.
I don't know what happened. Oh, she had a stroke, right?
No, she has dementia because she drinks too much is
oh,
what I've
had
heard.
A thing
yeah,
on,
it's
oh,
really
wow.
sad.
That's really sad.
The prefrontal cortex is like diminishing. I think it's getting shrunk or something.
Oh,
I don't know.
Shit.
This is not
I
the exact
YouTube that. And you know what? Since you're apologetic, we're keeping that in.
Oh no.
Guys, shout out to our donor daddies. These are people who give us money on Patreon. What is Patreon? It is the best way to support this podcast.
And our booties.
And our booties. In exchange for your money, you get bonus episodes and a shout out on this podcast. And we have like 8 or 9 bonus episodes on there. So if you want more of this shit, just me and Steffi fucking around, go to Patreon.
Shout out, bad boys. That was a free one to all of y'all. So if you want a real one with your names, we will make a song for you too. A short song with your name if it's over $10. How about that?
Oh, sure.
Oh, hell yeah.
This we give, I don't know how to pronounce her name. Danae? D-A-N-A-Y-K. Maybe it's
Danae.
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 Danae K, $5.
Hell yeah.
Thank you
Let's
so
go.
Much.
Shout
Check
out.
Us out on Patreon. What's
Danae,
good,
Danae, Bobanae. Something like that. Thank you.
Steffi, I need to know about this Airbnb hack you were talking about earlier.
It's not a hack, and I don't want to tell anyone, but I'm forced because I want to share everything with Cash Cuties, because if I don't, it feels like I'm doing something wrong and I'm keeping a secret.
I don't think you saying this on a platform makes it like, you can still totally do it. You know what I mean?
And, yeah, but a billion other people might do it because you know what? This is a good
listeners.
One, guys.
Okay. So tell us so I was asking about your Airbnb Mexico.
Yeah, I'm going to Mexico City. Shout outs. If you guys are there, hit me up. I would like to know some places to go eat and hang. Anyways, I have a hack for you. I've been doing this for the last 3 Airbnbs I got.
Okay.
And I always get a discount because of this.
Okay.
Say that you're staying for an extended period of time of at least, I would say, 7 days,
okay.
8 days. Sometimes they'll automatically say if they give you a discount for extended stays. Sometimes it doesn't. So for the ones that don't say it, but you notice that the days are not blanked out for an extended period of time, go directly and message the Airbnb host and say, hey, let them know you're staying there for a long time and if you have any sort of discount they can give you. If not, no worries, no harm. All we're saying is just ask. The last three times, they have given me a discount. So this time around, the stay was supposed to be about $1,000 for 9 days, and I am getting it for $550.
He took 45% off the bill?
Yes. Yes. But hold on. So I was excited, and I thought, and then I was like, something's wrong, right?
Yeah.
But so I accepted it. So they have to write out a specific thing to send you to get approval, like through the site.
Yeah.
So I approved it. Immediately, I got a letter, and in the letter, it says, there's a shortage of water in the neighborhood, in the area, mm-hmm. at this time.
Wait, I'm sorry. Are you mentioning this water thing because you're saying that's why they give you such a big discount?
Yes, because it was not explained to me at the front, at the top. So that's why I think they're giving the discount, okay. Because there's less people that are going to be traveling once they know this information.
Now, 45% seems like a lot to me. The last couple of times you did it, what percentage are we talking? 10%? Because I was expecting like 10-15%, which is a lot. You know,
I feel like, okay, but I did this in New York and I was staying out there for about a month and a half. And I feel like they gave me like a couple hundred dollars off. It wasn't that much.
But
it wasn't as much as this.
Is cool.
But the fact that this is so much, I think it's because people are not staying there.
It's a little shady.
Yeah, I think it's... So I'm a little nervous that I might not have... And the way it says about the water usage, it says that I might not be getting water for... it says for either a couple hours or the whole day.
A couple hours or the whole day.
Yes, it actually says
maybe
that.
Maybe don't stay there.
The days have expired where I had till yesterday to cancel.
Why? I don't understand how you read that message and you're like, yeah, but is that because you're like stingy and you're like, oh, what's the $500 now? So I'm going to.
I knew I would regret it. It's really hard for me to say no to a good deal, but you also know right now what I'm going through with having to deal with taxes,
yeah.
Having to make decisions about my car right now,
yeah.
There's just so much that I didn't want to deal with it. And if not, I was just like, you know what? I'm getting a deal. I'm just going to go with it. I'm going to go with the flow of life and the discount. And
can I ask you a little bit more about like the messaging tactic? So because a lot of times on Airbnb, I'm a little confused because a lot of times on Airbnb, I don't even think you can message someone until you book it. And when you book it, you pay for it. So are you saying you book it, you pay for it, and then in addition you message them? What do you do?
If you were listening to what I said to do that I told the Cash Cuties right now, you message them before.
Can you message someone before you book? I didn't even know that was possible.
Well, now
really?
Now you do. And
you
now
can
you
message
know
any person on any listing.
That I don't know, but this person I could, and the last two people I could. So you do not have to book before you message.
So you said, hey, I'm thinking about booking these dates.
Yes. Yes. Are you going to do it?
I've never stayed in an Airbnb for more than like 1 or 2 days, so I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. I've never...
Huh.
Yeah, the longest maybe 3 days, maybe. Because if I'm doing like a 10-day vacation in a country, I'm usually hopping from city to city.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll do like 3 days in Lima and 3 days in like Cusco and 3 days in Machu Picchu or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm never staying in 10 days. Also, this is, you're going to hate what I'm about to say, but if I need to stay anywhere for 10 days, I'm going to find somewhere really cheap to stay and it's not going to be an Airbnb. I'm going to find a friend or something. Because that's too long to pay for a hotel or something. That's like rent, bro. $1,000? That's like rent.
Yeah, but you could get for $500 for 9 days.
Well, see,
days.
But that's I think that's an anomaly. You're not going to...
It is
not,
an anomaly.
That's not going to happen to you every time.
No.
45% off. That's crazy.
Mexico City is also very... you could stay at a nice place for less.
Yes, the dollar is strong.
But even at... I found a place that was... The cheapest place through Amex's fine hotels and resorts...
Mm-hmm.
Was $300 a night. So I thought I could do that, but then when I saw this Airbnb, I was like, God damn.
Is
like,
it a nice Airbnb, though? Minus the water situation? Does it look nice?
Yeah, it looks nice. Okay. It looks big. It's got a bedroom, and it's got like trees and stuff, and it looks very modern. So
okay.
It looks like a nice place. But I was thinking, even with that, the last 3 days, I was thinking maybe I'll stay at a nice resort.
So I was going to ask you about hotels and stuff, because I saw that you were going to Mexico. You put that on our calendar. And I know you're always, I remember like the first time we talked about hotels, you're like, oh, I would never stay in a hotel that's below 4 stars. I would never do that. And then for a long time, I was like, what is happening? Like, why would she say that? But then I was like, oh, maybe it's because she's not paying for them. So that's what, that was my logic, because I was like, how could anyone afford
that? I paid for them. I used to have money back then, the more.
So that's why I assume, like, when you put Mexico in the thing, I was like, oh, maybe you're going with like some cool guy, like who's going to take you out or something. But it turns out you're just paying for it all yourself. And I bring this up because I stayed at a 5-star hotel recently and I love it. I fucking love it.
On someone else's dime.
That's the secret, is I loved it, but I could never see myself paying for it unless I was at that income bracket.
Really? It just feels so good.
Of course it feels amazing.
Yeah.
But it is, I looked it up, it was like, that day they were doing a high school cheerleading competition. Every room was fucking booked. I think my room was like $470 a night or something.
Yeah.
I just cannot justify it. When I went to San Jose by myself to do my own show, I stayed in an Airbnb with 3 other people for like $90.
It's harder when you're by yourself, I feel like.
What do you mean it's harder?
Oh, well, you said with 3 people, right?
Well, like I don't know them. I'm just saying, like, I stayed in an Airbnb that had multiple rooms. It was like a hostel situation. And you share a bathroom.
How was that?
I prefer that over, like, because if your budget is $90... and you get a hotel, it's gotta be like days in. That shit is disgusting. So I much prefer an Airbnb with other people in different rooms, because it's not ideal, but it's like a house. So it's like this. It's like, oh, this isn't dirty. Like, this is fine.
No can do. I'm not doing
so
that.
So I just couldn't believe. I was like,
no.
When I was touring with Alana, I stayed at a 4-star hotel. I'm like, this is fucking amazing. But I'm like, I can't. This is only amazing, and I prefer it because somebody else is paying it for me. But if someone's like, you have to pay for it, I'm happy to go back down to Holiday Inn Express. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. No,
I think that's where I'm at.
No, I would love for someone to sponsor that. How do we get a sponsor for that?
No one's going to sponsor that.
No, I pay for it. Unless I'm like going with someone I'm dating.
So you
and then we share
so
the expenses.
You always pay for a 4-star, 5-star hotel in your
own.
So even when you go to New York?
Unless I'm, again, no, when somebody. When I went to New York, it was for work. So they paid for it.
But they paid for it.
Yeah, of course.
Right. But if you're going to, let's just say you're going to New York next week for 7 days for vacation and you cannot stay with your sister, you would pay for a 4-to-5-star hotel in New York City for 7 days.
Well, I would check. Well, I would check the Airbnb first. And if I didn't find a nice one now, I think I'm trying to be a little bit, I'm being more savvy these days.
Right, right.
Right. So
watch out for that shit. Yeah.
Yeah. And if I'm staying extended period of time, that's when I get a little bit more cheaper, I think.
Sure, sure.
If I'm staying for like 2-3 days, yes, I will stay in a nicer hotel.
But, okay. If you stay for 3 days in a nice hotel in New York City, that's going to be over $1,000.
Yeah.
And that's just what you do.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I want to feel like I'm pampering myself when I'm traveling. If it's for vacation,
yeah,
I like the feeling.
That's part of the vacation.
Oh, absolutely. I love the fresh sheets. I like someone, you know, I don't actually even have people clean the place out every time.
Right, right, right.
Because I'm scared that someone's going to take something. Okay. Or like.
It's racist, but yeah.
Racist?
It's racist.
That's racist of you to call it racist.
Oh, you gotta.
How do you know who's gonna clean it? Wait, that also makes me racist. I know what you're talking about.
Why are you doing hot potato with the racism? You take it. But I know what you mean. I know what you mean. Of course. But no, I don't be.
I was not even going there,
buddy.
I
don't clean the room. Oh, I don't have the people come into the room because I don't want to waste water. And I'm not racist.
I don't believe that.
I'm environmentally friendly.
Don't believe this bullshit. I've seen this guy.
What's good, Earth?
I've seen this guy just like let the water run when you're taking a shit in my bathroom.
I've never done that.
I've heard it. It goes shh, and then but I also hear the plop plop. It's like you're throwing rocks in a lake. Oh, it was a waterfall. That sounds like you. That's how you waste water.
That was the most beautiful description of my diarrhea. It seems like sounds like you're skipping rocks on a river and there's a waterfall.
Yeah,
describing Niagara Falls.
The walls are thin here.
Yeah.
I like hearing.
First of all, I've never.
I actually tell Nikolai to stay silent so I could hear you take little dumpskis in my.
I've only taken a dump here once and I had diarrhea. So you can't hear the plop plop. It was more like a.
What's up with you and your diarrhea?
Bro,
dude,
I had
yesterday.
Stomach problems, bro.
Should we have the finances of diarrhea?
Yeah.
How much toilet paper did you use? My grandpa, rest in peace, And I know he's listening, and I know he wants us
he
to
He died
know.
Of diarrhea?
No, but I'm just saying, because he told me when you use toilet paper, you need to use three rolls. He taught me one time as a kid. I remember this.
Yeah.
He told me that I was using too much tissue. Like he brought me one time. He's very militant, by the way. And he was like, dude, are you the one using all this toilet paper
as a
kid? And I was like, I guess, I don't know. Yeah. Like, I'm not sitting there counting toilet paper. He brought a roll of toilet paper.
He's like, show me.
He's like, you know, three pieces of ply?
Yeah.
He showed me, you take three ply and you roll the three a quarter sheets in three. And that's the amount you should use. Only three.
For diarrhea?
No, just for pooping.
Because I'm saying.
And it is such a core memory that every time I think about, at this age, I cannot stop thinking every time I go to the toilet to number two, I think of my grandpops, rest in peace again. That's
actually really good, because I think toilet paper distribution etiquette is not something that is like
taught anywhere.
Properly taught. And I think my philosophy for toilet behavior is that everybody is just doing whatever the fuck they were doing when their memories
Absolutely.
Came alive. And so I've been doing the same thing since I was like three, and I don't even know if it's right or wrong. Like, did you ever read that article that was like, there was a guy who was like spying?
Wait. Did you just confirm you do three? Do you do three quarters?
I don't count, but I think I'm pretty economical with it. Because I shit so often that I feel bad for my roommates. So I'm pretty economical. Sometimes I'll take one and I fold it into four. And then
No.
Can I just
Are you using chopsticks? Because there is no way you don't get that. Yeah, there's no way you don't get any doo-doo on your little fingers. I'm not touching anything near your fucking fingers anymore.
First of all, this is not when I have diarrhea. When I have diarrhea, I'm very greedy with the thing. But
greedy. Okay, everyone you were economical. So now
No. When I have regular shits, the first wipe I use like two or three. And then because I'm environmentally friendly and not racist, I'll take one, I roll it into four, okay? And then I put it on my middle finger. And I just go in there with one. And I don't get any poop in my hands.
Are you sure? There is no way
I mean, has it happened in the past? 100%, but not because of that technique. It's because sometimes you just get some shit on your hands. You've never gotten shit on your hands?
First of all, you took origami toilet paper.
Yeah.
And you made a little flower out of it. And then you stuck it.
Yeah,
And then you slightly tap your ass.
Well, I tap it and I... Well, I
oh, you, oh, you do tap it. So
well,
you're
it's
going
not a tap because you got to go in. You got to clean the inside.
Excuse me?
I don't go all the way in, but you have to like press a little bit. You can't just tap the outside.
Are you
bro.
Lifting the ass and are you... opening up the cheek so that you can get, because the only way this can what you're saying right now works is if you're not touching the sides of your shit and your shit are perfectly plopping into the water and it's like it's not wet at all.
Okay, but you didn't listen to my first part. That's not my first move, right? My first move is your grandpa. I take two or three. I do whatever everybody else is doing. Get most of it off, and when there's about 80% off, I go in with the floss and I get the rest of it off. You know what I'm saying? How is this not making sense to you? I use less toilet paper each time because there's a shit on my ass.
I get what you're saying towards the end.
Towards the end.
But I'm thinking of the minute, the inception point.
The inception point.
Of your...
You mean first touch?
Yes, first touch.
First touch is with three rolls. Three squares, sorry. First touch is three squares, regular hand.
Got it. Okay, yeah. Three.
Three.
Okay, got it. But is that one also on your middle finger?
I think there's inevitably going to be some pressure on some of these fingers because it is the strongest out of my hands. But are you using... I mean, I don't understand. You just sort of...
This is what I do, and this feels... I don't know why I'm outing myself, but I take
ahead.
It and I I do crumble method.
You crumble method?
I know.
Yeah, but that's...
But I think about my grandpa every time that I should. So sometimes when I feel like I've been a bad girl for whatever reason, I will do what my grandpa wanted me to do, which is the three pieces.
Because it's all about surface area, right?
But it's also ply. If you're one plying it, it's very hard for you to do what you're doing and not get doo-doo on your fingers.
Yes, I would never do that with Scotts. So if I'm like shitting at a gas station and I'm using Scotts, I don't do this method. This is at the house.
Scotts is expensive toilet paper. Yes, I agree that it, by for youth Scott's looks by the marketing of it.
Yeah.
I understand the graphics looks like it's cheap paper.
Yeah.
It's not. It's expensive because, like I said, we've discussed this in the past. There is less lint.
Yes. No, I understand, and I'm sorry. If
I don't
that
like that you talk shit about Scott.
I'm sorry, if the cuties. If you thought I was attacking, if I was going after Scott's, absolutely not. I'm a big fan, mm-hmm. of everyone. And in fact, if I do use Scott's, and I gotta do the finger method, I will use like fucking a lot of rolls to make sure there's a lot of thickness. I had this weird thing happen to me.
Okay.
I was
next
on the phone. I was doing a show in San Jose, and the person who works there called me and said, hey, I'm like the social media manager guy. I'm trying to sell more tickets. Like, I can ask you some questions about your audience because I'm trying to run Facebook ads. And I go, sure. And he's like, okay, let me just type in some information. And he's like, do you know how, you know, what the age group is for your main audience? And I was like, I don't know, 25 to 34 probably. He's asking me all kind of questions. And I don't know if you ever ran Facebook ads, but you have to choose interests for the people you're targeting. So it could be anywhere between like Drake or like running or whatever. And so he's like, do you know what your audience mm-hmm. likes? And I was like, that's such a, especially like specific in San Jose, like I was like, I don't know, you can't just ask me stuff like that, I have no idea. And then he goes, do they like anime? And I started cracking up on the phone. I started cracking up, and I realized,
how did that make you
Facebook marketing, it's so racist.
It's
because, and then he goes, you know, I saw that.
But you laughed, and then what did he?
He goes, well, he's like, I'm mentioning that because I was looking at people who already bought your tickets, and I saw a lot of like Vietnamese last names, a lot of Asian last names. So I was wondering if they liked anime, and I was like, yeah, I don't know, probably. Like,
oh my God.
Yeah.
At this point, if I saw more black last names, I would believe that to be.
That they liked anime? Yeah.
Wow.
Have you ever had anything that happened to you? Like,
Of course.
I know it's like really specific. Not like in a, but I think this is different than like some guy at a party and be like, well, you're Asian, you like anime.
Yeah.
You know, this is kind of like a professional setting. It's just like so funny to me that I'm having this professional meeting about like money and stuff. And they're like, you guys like anime, right? That's where we should put all of our money, you know? I don't know.
Do you say yes to it though?
I did say yes. I said, yeah, probably. I mean, we did sell like over 200 tickets, so I guess he was right. You know, so like I shouldn't have.
Hell yeah, dude.
So I guess sometimes racist marketing techniques really
do work.
I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
Like when they when we talked about rice with Vegicans, and now we all have rice sponsorships.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like, well, you guys like rice, right? You're Asian. We're like, how dare? This is pretty good. Absolutely.
Should we test that out? What else Asian can we talk about today?
That we would see as sponsor. I mean, if there's any like rice paddy hat brands out there. You know what I'm saying? Summer in LA is really hot, and I always get summer. I would love to run with a rice paddy hat on.
I want one with the brim.
Oh, you know what?
Like
I
another
really
external,
want?
Like a duck brim.
Should we just talk about your taxes? Dude, I'm a little concerned.
Dude, I know. It stresses me out every the minute I saw you guys come in, tell me that I'm doing my taxes all wrong. And
so you, wait, you're telling me you
haven't. Are you paying for your two cars? Oh, the car situation. That's what we were going to talk about.
Well, only if you want to. Well, because the tax one is like is more informative.
Well, I don't even know where to go. No, I don't. That I can't even deal with right now.
It's too much.
It's too much. It's too car situation stresses me out, but I know what's happening. Is that I tried to turn in my car, my lease, because it's over. It was over the end of last month, the last day, paid for it all. I thought it was going to be an easy transition from buying a car, and then across the street, I could drop off my Jeep at the Jeep dealership.
Which is where you got the Jeep originally.
No, it's not at that location. It's a different, but it's under the same branch. It's Coastline, whatever.
Now, are you just assuming that you can drop it off, or have you?
No, I called the dealership, not that specific one though. And I said, they said, as long as it's under the Coastline Dodge Jeep Ram, you can drop it off.
Okay.
I've already bought the car, signed off on it. Go across the street. It's like 7 p.m. And the salesmen are like, you can't drop it off here. Which I didn't know when you turn on a lease, you got to go to the salespeople.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to drop it off with the sales. The salespeople are nice at the top when you're buying a car. They're like immediately, nope, we can't do that. We can't take it.
And why?
They didn't even have a reason. They said, no, we just can't. We don't do it. You have to take it back to your original place. And I was like, no, they told me that I could bring it here. And they said, no, we can't. They didn't give me a good reason.
Okay.
So I leave and I call the bank that when it's a lease, for you guys who don't know, the bank that you are renting, the bank owns your car, mm-hmm. basically. So this big company, they're like, oh, you need to have three different dealerships tell you no about taking the car on. And I was like, what? What do you mean? They're like, so this must have been something that's been happening with this bank, is that the dealerships are not taking back the cars. And they're like, you need to find the reason, the name of the person, blah, blah. This is information that's, I guess, unnecessary. This specific bank is having issues where they won't pick up the cars from the dealerships. So there's an influx of these cars through owned by this specific bank where they're leaving them at the dealership and not taking it back to wherever these cars should go. So none of these dealerships want to hold on to all these cars.
Is it with that specific bank?
Yes.
They knew you were with that bank.
Yeah, they asked me, what bank am I with?
And that's why they said no.
They said no.
What bank?
I don't want to. I don't know if I could get in trouble. Can I? I don't know.
Getting in trouble. It's happening to you.
Can I get in trouble for this?
Why are you? You should get them in trouble. Why the fuck?
Yeah, because there's all these lawsuits with all these companies these days where it's like, oh, you're defamation of whatever.
We are not that big, but also you're the victim. But if it's bad, people should know.
Hit me up if you guys are getting a lease and I'll tell you. How about that? I figure this out, because they still don't have my car.
So I'm guessing like it's not like one of the bigger banks.
It is a big bank. It's a really big bank.
So
anyways, I can't turn it in.
So what does that mean? Are you still paying for the Jeep?
No. So there's a 7-day grace period. So I'm not paying right now, but I don't know what's going to happen after that. 7 days. It's almost there. So I think I have till the end of this week. So I left my Miata at the dealership. It's still there.
Can I ask you something? What is preventing you from just taking that car to the original dealership? Is it that far away?
It's 2 hours away.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Where is it?
San Juan Capistrano.
Oh, I see. Now, if you took it there, is it like a guarantee that they'll take it back? Because that's where they got it.
I don't know. I assume
maybe you could call and ask, because it could be worth it.
Then I have to take an Uber back by myself here and spend another $200.
No, I don't even bus. I don't know. Something. You figure something.
I need to get a homie like you.
If it's less than an hour, I would have, but not 2 hours. That's crazy.
If I checked right now and it said 58 minutes, you're gonna do it?
Not today, but sometimes I have shows in I have shows in random places. So if I do, I'll take you, or I'll go with you, and you can come to my show, and I'll drive you back. I don't know where San Juan is. Wait, but I've never leased a car, but But this sounds like highly illegal and so unorganized, and like I don't know why it falls.
It feels unorganized, right? It feels like wrong, and so say they said once you get the three information, the three people who, and then they want me to know exactly what dealership and who said and what department said no.
Okay.
So they must be somehow flagging these things, right?
Okay, but you should do that. Then.
I did do it.
So you got
and then they were like, okay, well, we need to. Now that the company, the bank, has to call this dealership, these dealerships, and confirm
that you
that they said no.
Okay,
but they could only make one call a day before to the dealership, and then and they have to say that they definitely agreed that they said no to me. And
what
if
are these
not,
rules? What are these?
Dude, I don't know.
This sounds fucking made up as fuck. This Fortune 500 company said, Steffi, we can only make one call.
Yes, yes.
A day.
Yes, for seven
that
for 7 days.
That is made up.
Then why are they making this up?
I don't know, because you're dealing with some shady ass companies, bro. It's like this is like when you had Farmers Insurance and they fucked you. Remember?
So they said only one call, and once it's approved, then they can then get someone to pick my car up. So. Hopefully this week someone will come and pick my car
That's
up.
That's not gonna happen. You know that.
What the fuck?
You because the way they've been treating you, this is like some weird carrot on a stick kind of thing.
But
you know
what the
saying?
Point is? What's the point of all this? Don't they want their car
caught? I don't know. I mean, but yeah, you're right. Like, why wouldn't they want it back? It's
yeah.
Worth
I'm not even
a lot
paying for it exactly, and I'm not paying for it anymore. So now,
right. Is it in?
Take
it
the
in,
fucking car.
Are you driving it still?
Yeah, because I don't have a car.
It's like, now it's your fuck. Because like, do you even have insurance on that car?
I do have a car insurance
Jeep.
On this
on
Jeep.
Jeep.
But yeah, I don't know if I'm supposed to get insurance yet. I don't know about the other car.
Well, you haven't. You're not driving it yet, so you're okay.
I'm not driving
you can switch the day of. You just call them.
Okay.
Yeah, no. I've done that before.
I need to do this shit now.
Dude, I'm sorry you're going through that. It really fucking
sucks.
Is it
even interesting?
I mean, it is because I think people who are
it's informative.
Cars,
it's informative because... this is just so stupid that it's hard. And apparently this, so none of these dealerships want me to drop it off
because
I also think the dealerships aren't making any money by like doing like whatever they have to do to check off my car. Maybe it's not worth it for how many cars are on their lot. That's useless, right? If my Jeep dealership here has 30 cars that are not being picked up by this bank,
right.
It's just sitting there.
And they can't sell it.
They can't
so
sell it. There's
useless.
Nothing. It's useless. And they're just utilizing up their space.
What happens to leased cars? Like, where does it go? Back to the Jeep factory?
What I'm learning right now is that they a lot of times they resell it.
Resell it.
They sell it at yeah. They're
so these
selling.
Banks will sell it back to a dealership, and the dealership will just sell
I think
it
so.
For like
yes.
a discounted price.
This is what I'm.
That
thinking.
Makes sense. That makes sense.
Once they fix it all
yeah,
up. Yeah. That's what a fleet. That's a fleet. Is.
Can you tell me what the bank is? I'll just leave it.
I'll
out.
Tell you later.
Oh, can you just whisper in my head? I just need to know. Cause I'm gonna forget to ask you later. That's not one of the trusted ones though. No, it's
Bro.
Not. It's not. It's not. It's not. I'm sorry. It's not.
Dude, it is equivalent to Wealthfront.
And you
bank with, you have your high yield savings account with them.
That's different than like, bro. When
but
you
that, you know that when I got that car from the lease, it's from the Jeep dealership. That's what they were like, oh, this is the rate with this bank.
Oh, they suggested it.
Yeah.
Why would they suggest it and then now act like you're a weirdo for
Did I just call it out right
bank?
Now? Did I say it? No, I didn't, right?
You can't hear it. No.
No, I didn't, right?
Dude.
I need
think,
to eat my stupid
I
chocolate
think,
while
you know
talk
what? I might
this.
Be wrong, but I think when it comes to... And listen, don't listen to me because I don't know what I'm talking about, but I feel like when it comes to like taking out a significant amount to buy a house or a thing, you need to go with a bank that was started by a white guy in the 1800s. Okay, you cannot go with these like newer fucking online only banks. There's a lot of them out there. There's a lot. Wealthfront is one of them. There's a lot of them out there.
Do you not recommend? You know, like when Asians growing up, they always have like their own specific banks. Like
when
the
Asians growing up have specific. What does that even mean?
Like they have their own company banks. Like that they would go to like a Korean bank. Like Japanese people, do they go to a Japanese? Like you know how Chinese people go to a Chinese bank, the Cathay Bank.
Oh.
Did you guys not have one because you didn't grow up around?
In Ohio, we don't have a Japanese bank or a Chinese bank. I think the closest one was maybe like HSBC, but that's like a Hong Kong major. I don't even think we had that. But I see like, there's a Korean bank in Koreatown called like Hanami or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So why did you bring that up? You go to those? You have an account with those guys?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because I just know that's what I've always done.
Oh, so that's your main account?
Yeah.
Wow. So like your mom had banked with them. So you're just like, you're familiar.
Yeah,
with
like Woody Bank or whatever.
Oh my God. So what do you do when you're like, when you need money and when you need cash when you're in a different state or something?
It's hard.
You try to like look for an H bar or something?
No, it's so hard.
Damn, no, I'm a Chase guy, dude. But you know, we don't have a lot
always
of options.
Always chasing that money.
Always chasing that money. Well, that's unfortunate. Also, can I just say, a friend of mine recently did some like social media content thing for a company, didn't get paid, and she made us like she called him out on social media, and then they were like, please take it down, we'll pay you. And she's like, I'm not gonna take it down until you pay me. And then one of her fans was like a lawyer and was like, I'll help you. And then he helped her, like, get the money quick. And they were like, we can mail it to you. And she's like, no, I want Venmo now. And they Venmo'd it to her.
Do you know how much you got?
It was only a couple thousand dollars. But it's, like, the fact that, like, that's a lot of money to her. You know, that's, like, rent. And she did the work. She deserves that money.
Yeah.
It's fucked that they didn't pay her for over 3 months. And so, well, I guess I'm bringing this up to say
that you are trying to convince me to tell you the bank
I'm not
in
even
case
saying,
they can help cash.
Well, you don't even, you don't have to tell it in public. But I think if there's any people, Cash is out there who've experienced something similar or like know what Steffi is talking about and you could help out, DM us or her.
You know what? I think it's my Asian side of like not wanting to. It's the same thing like how I feel like I could never sue somebody because I'm scared
of
that, of karma in a way, like the way the Buddhists believe it. It's like this, like it's evil. It's evil to talk shit about anyone. It's
yeah, but
evil.
If someone wronged you,
it's
you
like, have you ever heard me talk? I mean, this is, I'm a little bit being like, what is the word? Okay, I'm not going to do this. Forget it.
No, but I think this Confucius thing you're mentioning is really interesting when it comes to money.
Yeah.
You're bringing up something
interesting. But it's also like, I can't really, I feel like it's bad karma to talk shit about somebody. Have you ever heard me talk shit about? I actually do it. And it's not like I'm trying to be a good person. It's actually just for my own sake that I'm scared something bad will happen to me.
But
this is what I'm talking about.
Different than suing.
No, I know. But I also feel like if I sue someone or if I talk badly upon somebody, it's similar. It's in the same realm, the same vein that something will happen to me.
I see what you're saying. And, you know, this is kind of a controversial take, but I feel like I believed in all that shit when I lived in Japan. But the second I moved to America, it's the same thing. Like, I believe in Japan. I believe in ghosts in Japan, but I don't believe in ghosts in America. I don't feel it here. And it's the same thing. Here, if you act like that, people will fuck you over and over again. So here, you gotta sue. You gotta lawyer up, babe. You gotta fucking play by the white man's rule.
You are a true American.
I swear to God, because they're only taking advantage of people like you or people who act like that. And I totally understand what you're saying because, yeah, I don't want to sue anyone. But like, dude, when I first
don't want to get fucked by the
over the. This is something crazy I heard over the pandemic. I guess there was a petty like lawyer who would sue every bar that didn't have wheelchair access because technically it's illegal, and they don't want to hire a lawyer to fight it because they can't afford it because they're a fucking bar, so they would just pay the fine, which is like $2,000 or whatever, to the lawyer to settle it, and he would just make a ton.
Does he need a wheelchair?
No, he's not handicapped. He's just doing it because it's an easy way to get businesses. Like, I'm just saying there's
people. It's actually, that's not bad because wheelchair accessibility is a problem.
Yeah, but he's not doing it to rep for
Are
disabled
you sure, though?
People. I'm positive. He was doing it. He was targeting a bunch of like comedy venues and stuff like that. And I'm just saying there's a lot of bad people like that who do shit like that. So I don't think you should feel bad, A, calling out the bank that's fucking you. And it sounds like other customers. It's not just you. You know, I'm not saying do it right
I
now.
I could talk about
saying,
it like, later or I will bring
it
up
when
if
it's solved. When it's solved.
Or if it's not solved by next week.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because then
yeah.
I don't know what to do. Right, I actually
right.
don't.
Dude, that fucking sucks.
So now I have two cars, I guess, and I can't get rid of them. I never thought I'd be in this situation. I mean, I should feel like I'm balling out, but I don't feel that way.
I mean, I feel like
I'm carrying weight.
Bro, with this Mexican water crisis and the taxes thing, like. Your life, it's a lot right now.
The Mexican water. It's like the Mexican. Which I don't even know if it's real. That's the problem.
I mean, I
don't
stopped
know.
Listening when you said Reddit. I'm like, okay, this is bad. Dude, I don't even know how to help you, you know?
We can talk about Fumi just came out of the bathroom. Not to bring it back to that, but it is that. And he's like, and I was like, oh, I just feel so chaotic. I was like, did you see that I'm trying to like redo the bathroom and the caulking? And he's like, no, but I did notice your trash
Din Tai Fung
bag on top of
trash. A, you're using other random bags as a trash can, which I support.
I did. That's an Asian thing. I don't know if it's just Asian, but I think I don't know if it's an immigrant thing. But I grew up always using recycling grocery bags 100%. As trash. You did
so
that too.
I would use it as a line. So we have a trash can.
Yeah,
we would. And again, it's not like the main trash bag for food because that's too big. But the one in the bathroom or your desk, you just use like a grocery.
It's
bag.
It's like a Walmart.
Yes,
or
and
Walgreens.
It's a
Walgreens bag.
And it's the perfect size. It makes so much sense. I remember when I went to my white friend's house in middle school and I saw that they buy smaller trash bags from the store for that.
That's insane.
I was like, I didn't even know that product existed because I did this in Japan
too.
Wait. Like,
I didn't even know that it even existed now. Wait, are you kidding me?
They sell like 1 gallon bags. I swear to God. And I'm like, why would you?
That's insane.
So they're just throwing it away or something?
I thought that they were keeping it bare and using the trash can without any lining.
That's so
and
funny.
They would just throw
so
it into another bag.
Dude, it's actually really funny that you thought this. That's how little you think of white people. It's like you're just like, oh, they must be just putting
walk around
Campbell's
with their
soup.
Shoe. It's similar to wearing shoes and walking season. Around the house.
That's really funny that you're like, oh, surely you're just using it raw, like,
right?
No condom.
Yeah.
No,
do you do you do that? With growing up, what was your trash can lining like? He's white, right? You see yourself
Nikolai.
As a white man.
You see,
like, I don't want to put that on you.
No, you can put it on him. Put it on him.
Do
Steph.
You? Do you?
Let him have it.
I think we had like random bags for the little ones.
That you bought, like you bought a hefty, but for the size.
No,
of
he
the
said random, like a Ralph's. Like, yeah, Kroger's bag.
Yeah, but now they like charge you like.
Bags.
Now it's 10 cents.
Yes, though, but
or
what I find fascinating about your bathroom situation is that I knew something was wrong because
did you just go.
You had a trash can. You had your Din Tai Was it Din Tai Fai?
Yes, Fung.
Fung, which is a Taiwanese
the
restaurant.
Din Tai Fai?
I don't fucking know, bro. You use that, and it's so funny. You use a really nice bag, takeout bag from Din Tai Fung as your bathroom trash can, but it's placed on top of your regular trash can.
Because it doesn't fit. Because it's a hard, you know, Din Tai Fung has those bags have to be like at least $1
to make. I never asked you to make it fit. I just thought it was, why don't you just change out the, I just thought it was, like, trash can on top of a trash can. That is, I just wanted to check in as a friend, you know?
Dude, that's weird of you. That's not a trash can. Not a trash can. What I'm saying is that trash can doesn't fit.
The bag is
a hard, first of all, Din Tai Fung bags are sturdy.
They're sturdy, yeah.
So if anything spills, nothing's getting through.
And put it next to it. Why on top? This is another thing that bothered me. And this is the thing
about my toilet and bathroom.
And this is a weird money brand finance thing. I have a hard time putting garbage into nice bags. And Din Tai Fung is like a nicer restaurant where every time I go, I spend like at least $80. And the fact that I saw a bunch of toilet paper in there and like a bunch of shit in there, it made me uncomfortable. And I'm like, I don't know why. I'm not saying don't do it, but it's just a weird head thing. Like, it's kind of like if I saw a bunch of shit in a bag from like Rag and Bone. I'm like, oh, but that's a nice bag.
You
like,
know what really bothers me about what you're saying right now?
Go ahead,
more than anything? Is the fact that you didn't even throw anything away in my trash bag. Because you didn't, it wasn't like you just said right now you looked inside my trash bag. That is so rude, by the way, to look inside my trash bag
and not even
use it just so that you could be annoyed by the fact that I'm using a nice trash bag and recycling.
How about the fact that you put your trash can fucking 3 feet high in the air because it's on top of fucking trash can, so it's in my fucking face when
but
I'm
you're not even using it.
Yeah,
unless
it's in my face,
you're
bro.
Using it normally to fucking pee into the trash. Are you peeing in my trash bags? Is that why it smells like that?
I noticed it because, again, it's a nice bag and there's like a big ass Chinese letter on it. So like when you walk in, that is the first thing I notice because it's a loud bag.
It
right?
is loud.
So you're like, whoa. I'm hearing Asian drums. You know, I'm like, whoa. So then I'm like looking at it. And I'm like, oh, she's using it as a trash can. It makes me feel. Maria does this too. She uses nice bags as trash cans. And it, and again, you should totally do that because it is just paper at the end of the day. But there's a dissonance in my head happening when I see, like, if I go over there and I see that, like, you put something really. If you're using like a bag you got from Louis Vuitton, not the actual bag, but the bag that came inside of a bag, if you're using that as like trash can, and I see like tomato sauce in there, there's like a. Inside of me.
What do you want to do with the nice trash bag?
Japanese people use nice bags from stores to gift other people things. So
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
But, okay, but this is I used to do that, right? I feel guilty taking a Louis Vuitton bag that I bought a bag in and offering you like bananas. You know what I mean? Wrapped in a bag. It's like you're expecting something else when you, the minute you see that bag, you're like, oh my God. Well, but you look in there,
but you gotta,
and there's half-eaten crackers.
You gotta, okay, I see your point, but I don't think any of your friends are like, she must have got me something to leave inside. It's just like, but
it feels rude
in
now
Japan,
as an
adult.
It's
such a thing that no, like if I remember when I was younger, my mom would meet up with like an old friend from high school or something, and she's carrying a bag and it says like, Calvin Klein or whatever. No one on my side of the family is thinking she bought us something from Calvin Klein. We all know it's like, oh, there's some jam in there that she got from like a nice department
store.
If
anything, you're essentially showing off that you shop at Louis Vuitton.
Yes.
And then you're like, haha, friend, look what I buy.
And you
have these peas that I've packaged for you cutely, but it's just a bag of peas.
I never thought of it as a flex.
April Fools!
Japanese people do, you know what, that makes so much sense because we're not very outwardly spoken, but we do like to flex, and it's evil.
It's
very
passive.
Evil. It's a passive flex. it's like, I got you some jam, but it's like, but I also shop at YSL, bitch. You know where you weren't at? Hermes.
Yeah. And it's not even designer jam. It's Smuckers.
No. It's usually like nice jam. It's like a gift, but I know what you mean. It is funny to like, you know, here's some nice fucking bananas for you.
Dude, a Din Tai Fung bag is not a Louis Vuitton bag. I would feel weird doing that myself. I agree with how awkward that would be if you saw a Louis. You would think actually I was a baller if you saw that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but the other thing is, again, this is a Fumi thing, but it's food. And I don't like mixing food with bathroom. But
every grocery bags are all food bags.
Yeah, but when I think of Ralph's, I don't think of like a plate with delicious food on it. I think of like, I bought like Band-Aids there or something, you know? But there's something about like, oh, like dumplings. And I'm thinking of dump. It's just fucking, you know what I mean? Like
dump,
it's not,
and dumplings. That's funny.
It's just kind of like, to me, it's like inappropriate. Cuties, thank you so much for listening. This is another solo episode. We love you guys. Please follow us on all the socials at TashCutiesPod. You can also find me on Instagram, TikTok, and Venmo at TheFumiAbe, that's TheFumiAbe.
And you guys can find me at StuffyBake.com or on Instagram at BakeGoods, BaikeGuds. And you can Venmo me at StuffyIsMe.
Shout out to our video producer, Nicholas Peters, sound engineer, Doma Goy, Ivanchik, clip guy, Matthias Robles, and analyst, Holly Sandler. We cannot do this without you.
Love y'all.
We want to hear about your spending habits and your cash cuties moments. Email us at cashcutiespodcast@gmail.com and tell us what's going on with you, what financial topics you'd like to hear about. Send us a voice memo if you want us to play it on the pod. I think that's it. We'll see you guys next week. And until then, spend your money wisely.
Or don't. Have fun.
Bye.